Welcome to 1-800 God's Love. I'm your host, Lamika Odoms. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are at the end of the month of December. We got 1 week left and then we're crossing over into 2024. So let me start off by praying and then we'll jump right into the episode. Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for what you continue to do in and through our lives. God, thank you for protecting us from dangers seen and dangers unseen. God, thank you for working behind the scenes. God, thank you for just being God, Lord. Lord, you are my everything, and I glorify your name. God, I know that without you, I cannot do anything. I need you. God, I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for this platform. I'm grateful for all my social media platforms. I'm grateful for the listeners. I'm grateful for my social media followers, God. I'm grateful for how you choose to use me as you see fit, Father God. I thank you for the gifts and talents you placed inside of me. I thank you, Lord, for how they're helping your people out here in the world. I thank you, Lord. I ask, Lord, now that you allow the spirit in me to increase while the flesh in me decreases. I pray, Father God, that your word does not fall on deaf ears. But most importantly, Lord, I pray that they would not only be hearers of your word, but they will also be doers of your word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that as I continue to be used by you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that lives will be changed. Souls will be won for you, for the kingdom of God. Lord, I love you and I thank you. All these things I ask in your son, Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. So jumping into the episode title, No Income to Five Sources of Income. No income to five sources of income. So let's jump back from the beginning of the year. And this is, episode title is not called Reflection. I think I don't did an episode title of Reflection or Recap. But this title is suitable for the information that I am going to share. No income to five sources of income. So for me, 2023 started out with me not working due to a car accident that I was in back in August of last year. No income, out of work, going back and forth to appointments, receiving therapy. No income at all. By June, I was down to $3.27 in my checking account. And in my savings account, I had $38 and some change. I can't remember the exact amount of change. June was also the same month that God told me to launch my coaching business. I became a certified Christian life coach at the beginning of this year. I think it was around February or March. By June, God told me to start the business. June was also the month that I released a video God told me to do that I was totally against. He told me to release this video on TikTok. And when I say I was totally against this, I was totally against it because I am a private person. Things that be going on in my life, I take it to God and wait on God to tell me how to move or who I need to reach out to. I'm not one to be on social media sharing my personal things going on in my personal life. However, ever since God told me to start creating inspirational videos and posting, that's basically what's been going on. I've been sharing my walk with God and things that's going on. But anyway, he told me to share that video on TikTok and sharing how he told me to start that business from ground zero. And me going to God and be like, God, this don't even, me going to God and I was telling God, like, this don't even make sense. Why wouldn't you have me to start this business when I had the money in my savings account? And God told me, simple, you wouldn't need faith if you would have started it then. So I did it, shared the video, had a picture of my savings account and my checking account, how I had depleted my savings account because, like I said, I had been out of work since August of last year. So my savings account was depleted. However, that video, as of today, that video has 280K plays. From June to September, people sold into me through that video. June, July, August. So 4 months, people sold into me. People were reaching out, asking me what was my Cash App. Someone asked me if I had Venmo, which I did not have Venmo. And I was getting ready to reply back and say, no, I don't have Venmo. And the Holy Spirit said, create one. I obeyed. That individual sold $316 into me. And 316, if you're a spiritual person, if you read the Bible, like 316, that number, I automatically knew what that represented. So from June to September, I had over $900 that was sown into me because God laid me on individuals' hearts. And they literally said that when they messaged me, some people messaged me direct message and some people commented and was like, God told me to sow into you. God laid you on my heart. I didn't ask anybody for no money in that video. No money at all. I just obeyed God and put the video out there like he told me to do. Didn't know what was going to come of it, but was obedient. I placed the money into my savings account and I prayed and asked God, what did he want me to do with the money? Every time money came in, I put it into my savings account. And in September, God said, open a business account with the money that was sold into you. So that's exactly what I did. I went to open up a business account in September. Well, in July, I decided, after praying and having a conversation with God, I decided that I was going to start back driving a school bus part-time. Now, I got my bus license back in 2013, which is when I started working in the cafeteria at my son's high school. The reason why I decided to get my bus license is because in the beginning, I was working in the cafeteria. I was only working 4 hours and you couldn't get benefits. You had to be a 6-hour employee to get benefits. So I decided I was going to get my bus license, which would give me 2 more hours so that I could qualify for health insurance and benefits. So in July, I decided I was going to start back driving a school bus part-time, mornings only, which the money that I haven't had in my savings account previously before I depleted it, all that money came from me driving a school bus because every time I got paid from the school bus, that money was deposited into my savings account. I never touched it because I didn't have no reason to touch it. I had full-time income coming in. But I decided and I prayed on it and God, you know, confirmed that, yeah, you drive a school bus. So when the school year started this August, I decided to drive a school bus. So from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., I'm clocked in on the school bus. That money is being deposited into my savings account. Well, by the time October comes around, God reveals to me that this is the season for me to start my t-shirt business. And when I say this is the season, I say that because last year I was in my bedroom having a conversation with God, not even sure what we were talking about, but I remember saying something and I heard the Holy Spirit say, put it on a t-shirt. And I'm like, huh? And then after I said, huh, the Holy Spirit just started downloading things into me about a t-shirt business. So me, like I always do when God tell me to do something, I have no clue of what he want, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, God, I don't know nothing about creating no t-shirts. Like this, that's my son. My son got a clothing line. That's his thing, not me. Well, God led me to resources. I watched videos on YouTube. I ended up seeing people on TikTok. And basically, this was how I educated myself when it came to t-shirts. So I just went with what I had. I paid attention to what my son taught me. My son showed me things. I paid attention to the videos that I was watching on YouTube, things that I was watching on TikTok. And after I did my education and what I call my training, my self-training, I asked God, I said, what do I need to do first? Because I'm learning, like, sometimes I get overwhelmed when I get a lot of things at one time. I make note of it, but I get overwhelmed. So I had to pray and say, okay, God, what I need to do first? God said, purchase the equipment. So I purchased all the equipment. And then after I purchased the equipment, I asked God, what did I need? Now that I got this equipment, what do I need to do next? Well, God told me to sew into somebody else's t-shirt business on TikTok and led me to the person's page. I ended up sewing into their business. And when I say sold into their business, I ended up buying some transfers from her company. Now, some of you may get this and some of you may not, but what I'm learning is when God have me to sew into people's business, whether it's financially or have me to sew into somebody, whether it's financially, resources or time, I'm a big believer on reaping what you sow. I'm a big believer on, you know, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So I obey God, not knowing how it's going to come back to me in return. But I obey God because if God is leading me to do something, He, my Father, I know He knows what's best for me. So I'm learning to obey Him even when I don't understand. So I sold into this person's business. I bought the transfers. I made some shirts. I made a TikTok video and posted. Well, God laid it on my heart to end up giving the first shirt that I made away. No charge or anything. Laid the person who I was supposed to get a person, who I was supposed to get a shirt to and everything. I reached out to her on TikTok through direct message, asked her for her t-shirt size and her address and sent it to her. Now, the Bible talks about first fruits. So to me, I felt like this was me giving my first fruits from this t-shirt business by me giving someone one of my t-shirts for free versus selling my first t-shirt. I obey God, no problem at all. Now, before I go on, let me just mention this. When God gives me something, I always write it down in a journal and I say, God, whenever that season comes, you will bring it back to me. I am learning that when my season is near for something, I start seeing or hearing things frequently about whatever it is God has placed, deposited into me. So when it came to the t-shirt business, He told me to put it on a t-shirt. And that was current in that current season when He told me to put it on a t-shirt. However, there have been times where He's laid something on me or told me something and I wrote it down in a journal and it didn't happen in the same season He gave it to me. But I end up seeing or hearing, like, a season to come where I might hear something about this subject or this topic where God has laid on my heart. And then I'm like, okay, now that I'm seeing or hearing or getting words about this, I think my season is near. And I'd be correct that my season is nearing. So October was also the month that I started praying this specific prayer about God having the ability to provide multiple streams of income miraculously into my life. I got this prayer off of TikTok. I come across people praying all the time on TikTok. It's like the Holy Spirit will give me an indicator if I'm supposed to cover myself in prayer with this prayer, whatever. Sometimes I write the prayer down. Sometimes I'll say the prayer with the person on TikTok. And then, you know, I like the video and keep scrolling. Sometimes I'll literally write the prayer down in my journal, or in my notepad on my phone. And I may start saying that prayer every day after I spend time with God or whatever. I may say that prayer every day. Well, this was one of the prayers that I had started praying. You know, God has the ability to provide multiple streams of income miraculously into my life. And y'all know me, I'm a big believer in, I got faith. Like, I'm a big believer that if you ask, you will receive. If it's in God's will. I pray according to God's will. Anything I go to God with, I always make sure I let God know, God, if this is your will, because if it's not your will, then I don't want it. I don't want nothing that's outside of God's will. Now we're in the month of November. November comes around. I have filled up another prayer journal. I'm big on prayer journals. I have so many prayer journals that I filled up. I had filled up my last prayer journal and I said to myself, I need to buy another prayer journal. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, make one. So y'all are the first ones to hear this. I haven't even shared this on any of my social media pages. So consider yourself blessed to be the first ones to hear this. But on November the 13th, I published my first prayer journal, which is now available on Amazon to purchase. Now, I was not ready to publish it. I was not ready to publish it. But God said, it's your first journal. Years later, you will look back on your first book/journal and you'll see how far you've come. Publish it. So I published it. Now, when the Holy Spirit told me to make one, of course I had to do, like I said, I had to do some reading. I had to do some research. I had to teach myself, self-educate myself on it because I didn't know nothing about creating no journal. I didn't know nothing about. Now, years ago, God did tell me I was an author, which I wrote that down again. And months ago, I was talking to an individual. I was sitting down at the kitchen table trying to come up with a bio for the company website that I knew I was going to be working for once I was licensed, once my therapy license came in. And I had been sitting at the table for an hour, and I'm like, God, I give me the words to put in my company bio. And a former coworker reached out to me, and me and her was communicating through text message. And at the end of the conversation, she said, oh yeah, and by the way, write the book. Now, prior to her telling me to write the book, I had seen some things on TV about publishing a book, but you know, I didn't think anything about it. I was just like, it's a commercial, blah, 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 blah. But for her to send me that text message and say, oh yeah, by the way, write the book. And I know I never spoke to anyone about God, told me I was going to be an author. I knew then God was telling me your season is here when it comes to a book. Didn't know it was going to start out with me publishing a journal, a prayer journal first, but I knew my season was near for somebody that I didn't have never told what God told me years ago. For her to say, by the way, write the book. And I even gave her an excuse. I was like, I don't know nothing about writing a book. I've been sitting at this table for over an hour trying to come up with a bio for a company website. And God mentioned long time ago I was going to be an author. And I told God that when she said, write the book. I was like, God, I've been sitting at this table for a whole hour trying to write a bio. And you calling me to write a book? So, again, I have published my first prayer journal that is now on Amazon, and I will put the link in the description of this podcast so you all may be able to go on Amazon and look at it. So I created my first prayer journal, and again, like I said, I was not ready to publish it. I am one of those ones that think everything got to be perfect, and the Holy Spirit said publish it. The Holy Spirit said you have to start somewhere. So I went with what came to me at the time. I went with what came to me at the time, and I published it. And I know if I would have disobeyed the Holy Spirit and not published it then, I would probably still be sitting here trying to work on that prayer journal. I mean, that's just who I am. I'm one of those ones that overthinks a lot when it comes to things. And even though I know God don't call perfect people, because there's nobody out here perfect, like, He does not call perfect people. Jesus was the one that worked on the earth that was perfect. But I'm one of those ones that I just like, I feel like everything got to be legit before you actually put it out there in the world. So again, I published my first prayer journal. God told me to create one. When I said I need to buy one, He said, make one. And that's exactly what I did. And I have started writing in, because what I did was I ordered an author's copy first. It came in. I examined it. I was good with everything of how it looked. And then I was ready to publish it. So I've been writing a prayer journal that I created myself. Yes. Now, at the end of November is when I received my position as a therapist at the same place that I interned at. And even though I graduated in July, I had to wait on my license number to come in before I could actually start practicing. So my hire date for that company was November the 27th. After accepting that position, y'all, I learned that I would not get paid until March 2024. That's when I would receive my first paycheck. It was not in none of the paperwork that I received. Like, I didn't learn this until after I accepted the position. Sounds crazy, right? I know. I agree with you. It does sound crazy, but hey, it is what it is. I accepted the offer. And I seen my first client on December the 4th. I had a conversation with God about it. You know, March 2024 is a long time from now. Like, that's a long time. But I had a conversation with God and I left it alone. Well, at the beginning of this month, I'm talking to my mentor and I'm sharing with my mentor, I got that position with the company that I interned with. I learned after accepting the position that I won't get paid until March. And, you know, my mentor is sharing some things with me, telling me, you know, that it probably has something to do with insurance. So my mentor suggested that I contract with another company who takes Medicaid clients. She said, this way you can start receiving income now, and you can still work for the other company who's not going to pay you until March, but you can start receiving income now. And I was like, okay, makes sense. So what do? I go to God, have a conversation with God, and I leave it alone. Well, let's talk about what happened this past Monday. So my best friend interviews with a company. She had previously mentioned this company to me. You know, she had went on the website and, you know, looked at, checked out everything on the website. And she told me that everything looked good or whatever. So she had an interview on Monday. And she says, if everything goes well and if I have a piece about this, I am going to mention your name during the interview. And I said, okay, because she also knew the situation. She also knew that I was looking for another source of income where I could start getting paid immediately. Well, by Thursday, I am now contracted with this company that she would be working for. And I would be seeing clients via telemed. So I just want to recap. I want to recap how at the beginning of the year, I started out with no income, no employer, which now God is my CEO, and I am also working for other people. But I want to recap because, y'all, when I say, when the Bible talks about acknowledging God in all your ways, like, include him in everything. I don't care how small you might think the situation is. Include God in it anyway. Because you don't know how. First of all, he your father. He want to be a part of your life. He want to be included in the things that you got going on in your life. So, but not only that, when you include God, you save time, energy, and money. Because the Holy Spirit will speak to you. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth now. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. God will lead you to and lead you not to do things. God will let you know if this is a go and if this is a no. He'll let you know if you need to go or if you need to stop. So it's important for us to include God in everything that we do. It's important for us to acknowledge him. It says when we acknowledge God in all our ways, he will direct our path. So I went from no income coming in and not working to ending 2023 with 5 sources of income. So again, I'm driving the bus part-time from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. I am practicing now that I am a therapist with I'm contracted with one business, another business I work for. I also have a prayer journal on Amazon now that is available for purchase. And then the last source of income that I haven't shared yet is a rental property, which is a property I've been had this property for a minute now. But as of January of 2024, I will be receiving income from this property. So I went from no income to 5 sources of income. So I'm going to conclude by saying this. It is so important to be in God's perfect will for your life. I'm going to say it again. It is so important to be in God's perfect will for your life. And this is the reason why I say that. Had I not ended that toxic relationship I was in back in 2020, I think it was May of 2020 when I ended that relationship, I don't think I'd be where I'm at today. I honestly don't. And the reason why I say that is because I was not in God's perfect will then. I was in my own will back then. I was not in God's perfect will. But when you're in God's perfect will, things start happening that don't make sense. God start laying you on people's hearts. Just last week, I had a lady reach out to me on Instagram and ask me if I have Cash App. And I said, yes, I do. She said, do you mind giving it to me? She said, because I just want to thank. She said, I thank God. Matter of fact, I'm going to read it to you because I don't want to misquote what she said in her message on Instagram. Excuse me. She says, I'd like to send you something if you don't mind, just thanking God for allowing you to bless us with his word. I sent her the emojis with the watery eyes and then I sent her my Cash App name. I told her, I said, it's an honor to be a vessel of God. I'm also honored God laid me on your heart to give to this morning. I said, thank you for being a faithful follower. She follows me on Instagram. Then I said, we serve an amazing God. When you know people don't know what you're currently experiencing, but God lay you on their heart, thank you for your obedience. She replies and says, thank you. That was one of my personal lessons from the Lord this week, obedience, quotation marks. So when I say God will move in ways that you don't even understand, all you got to do is just be obedient and get in his perfect will. Listen. Now, let me say this. Because when God calls you to start a business, if that's what he's calling you to, everybody's not entrepreneurs. Let me say that. Everybody's not meant to be entrepreneurs. And I get that. And that's okay. Some people are, some people not. But if you are called to entrepreneurship, know this. When you start a business, do not expect things to... Don't give up. Let me say that. Don't give up. People talk about how, you know, when you start businesses, you may not see a profit in the first year. Sometimes it'd be 5 years before you see a profit and this, that, and the third. What I want you to understand is do not give up. Do not give up if you don't see people. If people are not on your website buying whatever it is you may be selling, or if people are not booking you, whatever the services is that you're offering, do not give up. That does not mean that you're not, especially if God calls you to it. If God calls you to it, God provides provision. If God called you to it, Just stay consistent and continue doing what he has called you to do. When it comes to my TikTok page, like I told y'all before, when I created that page, it was for me to post workout videos. God said, no, create inspirational videos. When I started creating inspirational videos, I started gaining more followers. My niece told me, she told me post such and such time a day. And I'm like, what? Like, she told me to post 2 to 3 times a day. And at the time I was like, that's like, I can't even see myself doing it. But since I have listened to what she said and I have been consistent, I got over 11K plus followers just being within the last year, just because I was consistent. So even if you don't see things happening, continue being consistent with whatever it is that God called you to. And know this, I don't care what it is that God has called you to do, because I'm not the only therapist out here in the world. But know this, God will send you your clients. He will send you your customers that will purchase from you, that will buy from you, that will pay for your services, and they will pay what your price is. They will pay the price of your service. They will pay the price of your product. That's the type of God that we serve. So be mindful. When you in God's perfect will, you will start seeing things happen that don't even make sense, but you'll know it's God because it don't make sense. I mean, that's how you know it's God. Like, you can't even make it make sense, but to say God, like, that's all I can say is God. That's my explanation, is God. So again, no income to five sources of income is how my 2023 is ending. From the beginning, the top of the year, no income to five sources of income. I pray that this podcast encourages you all. I pray, Lord, that you will step out. I pray that you will step out on faith. Whatever it is that God is calling you to do, I pray you will step out on faith. Whether you're scared, step out anyway. Step out scared. I'm going to cover you in prayer, and I pray you enjoy the rest of your evening. I know it's kind of late that I am posting this podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even want to record it, but I'm like, I'm at the end of it now. I got one more week like that. You're going to be consistent, honey. Even though it's late in the evening, you're going to still be consistent and post that episode. So Father God, I thank you once again. I thank you, Lord, for how you just out here doing what you do, God. Like, it amazes me of how you use those that people don't even expect you to use. You use us for your glory. And I'm glad that you chose me. I'm glad that you chose me to do what you've called me to do. I'm glad that you placed things inside of me that your people out here in the world needs. Yes, there's more than one therapist. There's millions of therapists all over the world. However, there's only one me. And I know, Lord, that the things that you've placed inside of me, you will send me the clients that need what I have to offer. So, Father God, I thank you. Lord, I cover every listener, Lord. I don't know what you've called them to do. Some you may have called to entrepreneurship. Some you may have not. Some you may have called to write the book. Some you may have called to open a business, open a bakery. Some you may have called to start a clothing line. Some you may have called, Lord, to open a restaurant. God, you know what you've placed inside of your children, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they have the boldness and the courage, Lord, to step out on faith, Lord. Trusting you, Lord, trusting that if they heard a word from you, Lord, that all they need to do, all you need them to do is partner with you. All you need is their yes and their obedience, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you give them the self-discipline to be able to do the research, whatever it is they need to do the research on. I pray, Lord, that you strategically place those in their lives, Lord, that can help them on this journey. Father God, I pray you send them their destiny helpers, Lord. Send them their destiny helpers, Lord, so that they can get done what you've called them to do here on this earth. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for how you're using me. I thank you for how you're not only using me, but Lord, I thank you for how you're drawing your children closer to you through messages that I post, whether it's on social media or whether it's a podcast. Lord, I pray you continue to cover us. I pray you continue to protect us. And Lord, while I know that the year is nearing to an end and we're crossing over into a new year, 2024, God, I still know that there's plenty of time, Lord, for you to do what you've said that you was going to do. All you need is our obedience. So, Lord, I pray that we will obey you whenever we hear you speak. Even when we don't understand, Lord, I pray we will be quick to obey you when you speak. I ask, Lord, that you allow our flesh to decrease while your spirit in us will increase. I pray, Lord, that when your people come in contact with us, they don't see the flesh within us, but they see the spirit of God in us. God, I love you and I thank you. All these things I ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays.